St. Germain's Prayer of Protection. I welcome your family to this perfect moment. I hope you have settled yourself in your comfortable seated position in your beautiful sacred space filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment forward. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity all around you, and breathe it in deeply. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, seen and unseen, known and unknown. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame inside your pillar of light for as protection. Now call upon beloved Archangel Michael in his sword of blue flame, this brilliant and powerful sword of truth. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Now raise it up and swing it around your head, and then down around your entire body and twice under your feet. Feel how you've cleared yourself from cutting yourself free. This includes any discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you. And we now lovingly release them into the golden white light of Source. See how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released and freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energy structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high in the heavens, and connects you with the central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free, now, evermore, until I am sealed in the eternal flame of my ascension. And I thank thee. It is done. It is complete. It is manifested. And so it is.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus now on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, just letting go of the outside world with each breath. Just focus on going within yourself, centering yourself. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathe in the light, and exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of all the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated in all of us. See the chakras in perfect alignment along your spinal cord, going from just below your feet to just above your head, and starting with the Earth Star Chakra, just below your feet, see that as a deep brown color, earth brown, and then moving up to the base of your spine, red, bright, bright ruby red, moving up, orange, bright orange, to the solar plexus area, yellow, bright as a yellow sun. A heart center, deep blue-green, picture the forest, the beautiful blue-green of the forest. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has become reactivated. Magenta. Moving to the throat area, sky blue. And then the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And finally, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. Now if you take all of the, each of the chakra centers and raise the intensity, in other words, the vibration within each chakra, by simply raising the intensity of the color in each one to the brightest you can possibly get for each one, and bringing all of those together at their highest intensity, their highest vibration, you have pure brilliant white as the soul star chakra. And all coming now, including your conscious knowing self, into that soul star chakra, which becomes now your light body as it shoots out and spreads light everywhere. And within that light, you also have the violet flame. So if the flame is just seemingly flickering only a little bit right now, simply fan it. Get it to become larger and larger and more powerful. And as it's spreading within your body and around your body and within your light body, know that it is burning out all of the old programming. So as you focus on the violet flame within your light body, know that all of the old programming, the old 3D illusion, the old paradigm is indeed crumbling away. And along with that, the programming within you, all of the old memories that are no longer needed, you can let go of all of it. You can hold on to the positive memories, of course, but even those will eventually begin to fade away, where you move more and more to only the now moment. But know that all of the programming now is burning away. Just simply see it as if you were, if you had a fire in front of you and you were adding wood to it and different timber and kindling, paper, whatever, and it's burning away. Or better yet, a forest fire that is burning away all of the old dross, all that is no longer needed in the forest, so that the forest can become born again anew. You now are beginning, are becoming born again anew. The old programming is burning away to be replaced by the new you, the new higher vibrational you. Now see the violet flame and your light body expanding and growing beyond your physical body, just as your aura continues to expand out, expand out, expand out, past whatever building you find yourself in, or if you're outside the immediate environment around you. And just see the light spreading, visualize light spreading everywhere in all directions from your body, from your physical body, your astral and etheric body, just expanding, growing, 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 past whatever town, village, city you live in, expanding around it, expanding out to countries, across the oceans. And now let yourself in your light body begin to rise upward so that you get the other perspective now, the perspective from high, high above the earth, looking down at the earth, looking down at Gaia as the light spreads. Your light, you are the catalyst for this light. Spread it everywhere, whatever city you might be in, whatever country, continent. See, it's just spreading and spreading until it totally encompasses the entire planet. The light body of all of the light working, light warrior community spreading out everywhere. Whether consciously doing it or not, it matters not. For there are many that are spreading their light without even knowing they are doing so, just by being who they are in whatever situation they find themselves, walking, sharing, just being. And as you see the light spreading across the entire planet, the violet flame purging out all the old third dimensional illusion, the veil. Simply see the veil crumbling as if it's not even there. And in actuality, it is not there, but still within the mind programming. Just see it crumbling, falling down, being replaced by love and light. No more fear and darkness. Only light is the truth, and the truth of the light. And now see all and any what would still be dark pockets of energy, darker energy, wherever they might be, perhaps in the city, a town, or a village where you live, wherever that might be. Just see those dark pockets now becoming imbued with light. Light, love, truth. And now see people everywhere coming together, touching each other, wanting to be with each other, no longer the separateness, but feeling comfortable in another's light, within another's love. And again, know that you, each one of you, are the catalyst for this light and truth to spread. Now allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form. Bring your conscious knowing self back in within your etheric and astral body, back into your physical form, coming back in, bringing the light back in with you. Just see that entire light that was all around you, but see it still all around you as you come back in, and the light shooting out again in all directions. All the way down through your body, down through your feet, into the earth, down into Gaia, and also shooting up through the top of your head, high, 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 as that pillar of light, all the way to the great central sun of the universe, you being the anchor point for the light, you being the anchor for the Christ consciousness light. And feel that light moving through your body, through all of the areas of your body, filling your body with light, with energy, and energy shooting throughout your body, through your bloodstream, through all of the meridians in your body, all of the connecting points, energy flowing freely. Literally see it flowing freely within you. Nothing holding it back, no blockages. Everything in perfect balance within your body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. And I come at this time to continue the process that was started long, long ago. I speak now not only of this lifetime, but many lifetimes that you have been in this process. You have been working toward bringing the light forward, bringing the truth forward within all of the darkness, raising the shadows everywhere back into the light. And that is exactly what is happening at this time now. Yes, certainly when you do these exercises, these meditations, you are spreading the light, but you are also doing so each and every moment of your life, whether you think about it or not. Certainly helps when you are conscious of it, but it also happens within your dream state, within your waking state, again, whether you are consciously spreading the light or not. Just by being who you are as a star being, a star seed, coming together once again with all of your brothers and sisters, many that have come from the stars, many even that you came here with from those same stars. And here you are all together, light, drawing light to it. Know that everything that is happening in these moments now is all about the end of the old and the beginning of the new. All you need to do is just continue to be who you are in every moment. Know who you are. Trust in who you are. Because it is that trust, it is that belief that is indeed creating the new reality all around you. And without you, you, the collective you, creating this new reality, then you would stay entombed and asleep within the quagmire, within the swamp, but no longer. Let yourselves go. Let yourselves be, again, who you are. And do not shy away from who you are. Trust that the words will come to you if you allow the power to build within you. And it is all about bringing the power back within you, taking the power back, the power of love back within you, and spreading that outward. These times that you are in now are all about the truth coming forward, freedom being returned to the population, freedom that you really have not had for quite some time. But many believe that they are free even when they are not. They do not know what is happening within the shadows, what is happening behind the scenes. But those of you do know or are mostly aware of what is occurring now, and that all is coming back to an understanding and a remembering. Trust the plan, as you have heard many, many times, for the plan is indeed working out. And know that everything that is occurring at this time is all about bringing down the old paradigm, indeed crumbling the old paradigm. For it is time for people everywhere, to realize their sovereignty, to realize their freedom of choice. Everyone has freedom of choice, and no one can take that away from you unless you allow them to. So believe, my brothers and sisters, believe that you are who you are and that you have come here for a great purpose, the purpose which is becoming more and more known to all who are ready to hear it and see it. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to know that the violet flame is always there. Just simply think of it, visualize it, and it is there to protect you. It is a shield. There are other tools that you can use, but the violet flame does more than just shield you. It does burn away the old programming more and more and more as you utilize it. And then, once the old programming is gone, the shield of the violet flame that is all around you will hold out any more of that old programming coming back in. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you. One of the stars here, Shoshana, is here. And we are ready to continue with this program, this process, this everything, this. We are here to continue to be of service to you as much as we possibly can. Just as you are there to be of service to your fellow brothers and sisters, as much as you possibly can in any given moment. And do not be concerned if you think you are not doing enough or whatever it might be, because there is no doing it enough. There is just doing it. Okay? We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
I've heard that everyone on the planet is supposed to be the strongest of the strong to go through this transition that we're going through. And that we were chosen to be here. And I'm just wondering who chose us. Was it Source or somebody else?
First of all, you chose yourselves. You volunteered. And then once you volunteered, then there were those that mentored to you that then yes, they chose you. But you first had to be the one to choose for yourselves, to undertake this grand, grand mission. And this mission that you are on is so much larger than you can possibly imagine at this point. We think you are getting an inkling of it here and there, but you do not have any grasp yet of how immense this entire plan is and your volunteer effort is. But you will. You will understand it as you move more fully through the ascension process. You will then fully know who you are and all of that we have been speaking of as the truth coming forward. Shoshana, do you have anything
to add? We will add a perspective here. May we add our perspective, dear brother?
Always.
Dear brother, at the soul level of your being, the most prevalent condition is free choice and free will. The soul does not make decisions under stress, under frustration, under hypnotic trance. It makes the choice that will most serve itself and serve you as a being. So, as one who serves has given, you have always chosen. No one chooses for you. And you chose this grand experiment because it was interesting to you, and because you wish to expand your level of awareness beyond where it was in that moment. Namaste, dear brother.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
Yeah, I'll ask one. I'm pretty sure we've covered this subject before, but I'm still processing being told, recently that I'm having to rethink my position on artificial intelligence. And so I want to talk about the quantum system. The quantum computing system is coming in, the quantum financial system. And if you could just reiterate what, is it an artificial intelligence? Is it based on somehow the consciousness of Source? Could you please talk a little bit about the quantum computing system?
It is both. It is exactly what you have just said. It is a part of Source, certainly, and it is artificial intelligence. Not as you understand AI yet at this point. For AI, imbued with consciousness of the light, becomes something entirely different than AI imbued with the consciousness of dark, you see? So know that it is coming, it is happening, it is in process to be a part of the new reality, not of your third dimensional expression. It is beyond that. It is fourth dimension and even moving into fifth and higher dimensional frequency. It is all about vibration and consciousness. Vibration and consciousness. Shoshana.
Well, we will add somewhat here. May we add a perspective here, dear sister?
Yes, please.
All the things that each knows about this thing called the quantum financial system or quantum computing is a higher level of understanding. It is meant to uplift humanity. It is meant to level the playing fields. It is meant to eradicate those that are greedy, those that wish to take more than their share. That is what it is meant to do. It is meant to make things fair, you see. So if you see it that way, how could it not be divine? How could it not be godly? How could it not be a better solution to the third dimensional challenges of money, you see? So when you look at something, look at its integral parts, what it is there for. If it is there to help, if it is there to enlighten, to move consciousness forward, then it is always of the light. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, may I?
Yes.
So, I have become aware that many, many light workers and light warriors experience back issues, physical back issues with their spine, the muscle structure from top to bottom. And so myself included. So I have been wondering as to, I'm also aware that the back of the body is the masculine, and that I've been told that the back in particular has to do with the past. So can you give us some additional information beyond that, please?
Well, we would say for largely with all of those that are the light working and light warrior community, it is about standing within your power and having that power within you. And it is difficult for many that are in the process at this time to reclaim that power, because they think of it in terms of ego and think of it in terms of being selfish and things like that. And there is nothing further from the truth when you think about it in terms of the source power within you. There is nothing then that can affect you if you fully have that source power moving through you. But because, again, of those that feel that they do not have that power within them, their back struggles with this, being able to stand up straight for oneself, you see? That is one reason here. Shoshana may have
We will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the pain and struggles that the human race goes through is not just physical, as one who serves has given. It is mental, emotional, and physical. The physical is the last part of the manifestation, you see. The back issue is not first physical and then creates emotion and then creates a mental state. It is just the opposite. It is first mental, it becomes emotional, then it becomes manifested in the physical. But there is good news here, because as you heal the physical, you also heal the emotional and the mental bodies as well. It goes upwards and downwards. So we will suggest that if there are back issues, that you take up yoga or you take up those exercises that create flexibility. Because what we know is that those that suffer are the least flexible, are more geared toward routine, not changing anything, keeping within a structure that they have built without moving past it. Flexibility is the answer, you see. One must be flexible in attitude, flexible in mind, flexible mentally, and then the body becomes more flexible. But as you practice those things that create flexibility in the body, you will find that your mind becomes more flexible. Namaste.
Very good, yes. Would there be any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Talked about it a little bit in the group earlier. I do believe one of my higher callings currently is to, I just moved to Austin, Texas, is to bring the city back into the light, would be a good way to put it. Because, you know, it's fairly dark here, at least it seems that way. My question is, part of my strategy there is taken out of Cobra's sort of playbook, I guess. And I've done this before, I have hundreds of, maybe thousands of little flower of life stickers, for lack of a better term. And I literally go and I put those in physical locations and I say, I reclaim this area for the light. I plan on doing that on a much more broad and methodical basis in the city of Austin. I plan on literally going building to building, block to block, and doing this until it's done. Do you have any other suggestions, or is there anything I could say that is more powerful that would kind of anchor the light in that area if I use sort of these little flower of life stickers? Or is there something you could suggest that is even more powerful than that?
What you are doing is going to be quite beneficial, because you are doing it with the understanding that you are making change, that you are bringing about light within a dark situation. So that in itself is something that you are being guided to do. And just as you are being guided to spread the light in this way, then you will also be guided as to what to say also. We will not give you what to say. That will come from within you, because it is a deep, deep memory within you as to what you are doing and what you have done before. Many times.
Excellent.
We have perspective here. May we share?
Of course you can.
We must ask a question, dear brother. Who are you working with?
Source.
Well, you go straight to the source.
Correct. As far as, you know, as far as, I guess you're referring to what to say or what to proclaim or do as I'm doing this work, right?
How can source go wrong?
Source cannot go wrong. At least
cannot.
Not that I'm aware of. No, sorry.
Cannot. So when do you think that source doesn't work?
Oh, I would say never.
That is accurate. However, you are the conduit, dear brothers. You are the embodiment. You are the conduit. And the human body that you find yourself in, as many do, have doubts, have concerns, have an ego that doubts. So that is the only thing that holds any of this back, is the idea that you cannot do it, that it is not profound, that there is something that you could do better. There is
something else.
When we see what your intention is as one who has one who serves has given, he is saying that the object that you hold, whether it is a rock, a crystal, a sticker holds the consciousness of the beholder, you see. So
yes.
you must imbue those objects with the highest intention and the embodiment that you are, which is divine, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you must let go of and practice letting go of any doubts that you have, dear brother, that it is not enough, that you could do something else. Is this okay? Is that okay? Honestly, if it is divine, if you are working directly with Source, dear brother, how could you doubt it? Namaste.
We would ask
very
the question
good.
Here. Did Yeshua, when he went about his mission, did he doubt as he went from place to place, people to people? Did he doubt his power or the power of the Source, the Father within him? Did he ever doubt that? You don't know for sure, but if he then those things that were attributed to him as miracles would not have happened. So just as you are spreading the light in your way, he spread the light in his way. He was the conduit for the Christ consciousness here in the planet at that time. But now, 2,000 plus years later, you are all the conduits of the Christ consciousness here on the planet.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We would like to add something, dear brother.
Of course.
And dear brother, we know that you know that your record, your soul's record, as we see it, you have been around the galaxy and back. You have
mm-hmm.
been around the multiverse and back. You are not used to being in a human body that has limitations. You cannot understand this at many levels. Like, why am I in this body when I am so full of light and so full of strength? So you must not identify with the body, dear brother. You must identify with the light that you are. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Would there be any further
Namaste.
Questions before we release channel?
There's the one email question.
Yes, then we are ready for that.
Yes, thank you. A woman writes in saying that she does a normal spiritual practice every day and she feels good. But at night, she feels drained, and she's asking, why does this happen? Thank you.
Yes, when she wakes up, but this is not just for this one who asked this question. This is for many at this point that wake in the morning and are somewhat drained of energy and begin their day drained of energy and have to reclaim it as they move through their day. So we would say that when you are in that sleep state, you are battling the dark side, and it takes a great deal of energy to do so, much more in that sleep state than in your waking state, because in your waking state you have reason and things like that go on that stop you from doing certain things and saying certain things. But in your sleep state, there is none of that. There it is just simply battling the dark side within the third dimensional expression. You are doing it on the other side. So it is natural when you wake in the morning to feel the draining of the energy. So then what can you do to bring that energy back? Well, you can have a good breakfast. That can help. You can do some exercises. That can help. You can utilize crystals if that works for you. That can help. There are many ways of regaining the energy. Just simply by being you in the day as you continue to move on and being positive and spreading the light as much as you can, and just being in a neutral state, that will all help. Perhaps, Shoshana,
We do not add to this.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Do you have any parting message, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say, as you are healing many, many, many times, but it's becoming more and more and more important now, be who you are. Be yourself with in capital B there. Just be in the moment. Be the power within you that you are, and know that you are that power. And whenever the situation comes up and you draw upon that power, you shall have the words to speak to spread that power. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.